Nearly 14 years ago, the city of Pittsburgh was declared financially distressed by the state. 4 years ago, candidate Bill Peduto said it wasn't time to leave state oversight of the city's budget and finances. Now, newly reelected Mayor Peduto says he's asking the Department of Community and Economic Development to remove the city from Act 47 oversight. The mayor spoke with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
What has really changed over these last 4 years to make your request this week?
Financially, our projections showed back then, with a couple of different changes that occurred with our pension plans and also our property taxes, we were projected in 2018 to have spent all of our reserve fund and running a deficit by 2019. It wasn't the time to leave Act 47. Today, we're showing the next 5 years of balanced budgets, a healthy reserve fund, and an analysis of our outgoing debt that will keep us at around 10% of our total budget, which is half of what it was only 5 years ago. However, that being said, we're still not out of the woods, and there are standards that we have utilized during Act 47 that need to become part of city code moving forward. Those would include limiting the amount of debt that we can accrue.
Would you say you're cautiously optimistic because you said you are calling for the exiting somewhat reluctantly?
Yeah, I am. We still have the capability of making the same mistakes we made in the past and basically getting back into this situation in a decade. However, if we make the changes in City Council before the end of the year, exiting Act 47 will become much more safe option for the city, and financially we should be secure for at least the next 12 years.
You use the term caps on pension enhancements. What do you really mean by that?
All of the different provisions of what we are obligated to pay our workers for pensions are basically created at a state level. However, we can increase what the state has already offered, and in the past have done that during political years in order to get votes of city workers. The problem is we don't have the money to pay for those. And without the money to pay for them, we make it very insecure for the workers ever to see their pensions. So we're asking the state to work with us to reform pension reform for new employees. All new employees would be under new rules, different rules, that would safeguard our pension funds and assure that the people who are working now for the city will see their pension funds and that the taxpayers will be able to afford the pensions that are being promised to a future workforce.
Current employees of the city would not be affected?
Current employees in the city would not be affected. What they were promised on day one when they joined the city workforce is what they'll be guaranteed in their retirement. We have a very strict set of recommendations that we have asked the state include in any municipal pension reform. But more importantly, behind our recommendations are numbers. And those numbers will show how Pittsburgh's pension plan can be stabilized. It won't only be through state action. It will require additional payments into the pension plan and probably additional contributions from city employees as well.
Do you anticipate the unions fighting you on this, a two-tiered system for new employees?
I do. I think that especially the uniform unions, the police and firefighters, will have probably some recommended changes to what we're proposing. That's not uncommon. But I also think within their membership, there is a real understanding that in order to be able to see the pensions that they've been promised, change is inevitable.
Unions, particularly the fraternal order of police, let's face it, they've been upset that the city has used Act 47 to limit compensation. Did the city benefit from Act 47 in that way?
Well, the city benefited in the fact that we weren't spending money we did not have. Before Act 47, the city was spending money that we didn't have through the revenues we were collecting. If it's a benefit to be able to fiscally manage yourself responsibly, then yes, Act 47 was a benefit for the city.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.